Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Ah, yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I'm Pastor Steve, and this show is for Friday, the 24th of February, 2017. I'm going to be back in the book of Jeremiah, Yirmiyahu, beginning with chapter 24. This is an extremely important chapter. I'm just overwhelmed with the content. You are going to want to take notes, okay? And just for your information, as a little by note, this is show number 184 of the Word for Word series. Been at it a while here. So we're going to start at 24. I'm going to try to get 25 and 26 in. 26 is a very long chapter. But 24 is going to knock your socks off and dare your shoes to move. It's the good fig, bad fig chapter. And it is of great importance. So you're going to want to take notes. Verse 1 of chapter 24. This is Jeremiah speaking. Yahweh showed me, and behold, two baskets of figs, 8394, set before the temple, 1964, of Yahweh, after carried into exile, 1540, Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babel, Yekoniahu, 3204, the son of Jehoiakim, 3079, king of Yehuda, and the officials of Yehuda with the craftsmen, 2796, and smiths, 4525, from Jerusalem, and he brought them to Babel. Okay. On chapter 1, figs is Te'anim. Now these figs are going to be figuratives, pardon the pun, there's no other way to, they are figurative usage for people. And in verse 1, you can reference 2 Kings, chapter 24, verses 12 through 16, and 2 Chronicles, chapter 36, verse 10. Now let's get into verse 2. One basket had very, 3966, good, 2896, figs, like the figs that are first ripe, 1073. And the other basket had very evil, 7451, figs that could not be eaten. They were so evil, 7455. In other words, they were rotten figs. And remember, the figs are figurative for people. Verse 3. Then said Yahweh to me, what do you see, Yirmeyahu? And I said, figs. The good figs, very good. And the evil, very evil, that cannot be eaten, they are so evil. Verse 4. Again the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, thus, verse 5, thus says Yahweh, Elohe Israel, that's the God of Israel, like these good figs, so will I acknowledge, 5, 2, 3, 4, the exiles, 1546, of Yehuda, that I have sent from this place into the land of the Kasdim, that's the Chaldeans, 3778, for good, that's for their good, 2896. Verse 6, for I will set my eyes upon them for good, and I will return them to this land, and I will build them, and not tear down, 2040, and I will plant them, and not pluck up, 5428. Verse 7, and I will give them a heart, or mind, to know me, that I am Yahweh, and they shall be my people, and I will be their Elohim, because they shall return to me with their whole, 3605, heart, 3820. All right, now let's stop right here. These good figs were the purebred people of Israel and Yehuda that were sent into captivity. And what did they leave behind when they took them into captivity? They left behind a bunch of mixed breeds and trash. And the good people of Israel did not adopt the Babylonian religion that was pushed on them in the land of Babel. They stayed true to Yahweh because they realized at that point that they were in punishment. Now let's move on. Verse 8. And as the evil figs, which cannot be eaten, they are so evil, surely thus says Yahweh, so will I give Zedekiahu, the king of Yehuda, and his officials, and the remnant in Yerushalayim that remain in this land, and those that dwell in the land of Mitzrayim, those are the ones that fled into Egypt against the command of Yahweh. And I will give them to be a horror, 2189, to all the kingdoms of the land for their hurt, 7451, a reproach, 2781, and a proverb, 4912, a taunt, 8148, and a curse, 7045, in all places where I shall drive them, 5080. And I will send the sword, the famine, and the pestilence among them till they are consumed, from upon the land that I gave to them and their fathers. All right, what had happened to these people? The bad figs were those that mixed with non-Israelites. That king was promoting race mixing. They had Edomites, they had all kinds of ites, the parasites and all that other stuff. And the resultant progeny was driven out, this mixed race, and those that had adopted Babylonian Talmudism, and they were sent into dispersion where they are a curse, and they are a curse today. All right, they were mixed with Edomites and all the other cursed seed line people of the land, but they were masquerading as the people of Yehuda, Judeans. They were still there in Christ's time. And they are still there today. They have been driven from nation to nation. They are always strangling the people of whatever nation they get sent into or kicked out of with usurious business practices. They deny Yeshua Messiah and have had added all sorts of man-made traditions into their religion. And Yeshua Messiah identified them in the book of John as children of the devil and their practices as tradition of the elders. And they continue to oppress the true seed line of Israel today. You know who full well who they are, and by their works they reveal themselves. So who are the good figs that worship Yahweh, and who are the bad figs that use the Talmud and worship who knows what? Iced tea. Yeah. So let's get into chapter 25. Verse 1. The word that came to Yirmiyahu concerning all the people of Yehuda in the fourth year of Yehoiakim, the son of Yoshiyahu, king of Yehuda, that was the first year of Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babel, that spoke Yirmiyahu the prophet unto all the people of Yehuda and to all the inhabitants of Yerushalayim, saying, now verse 1, you can reference 2 Kings, chapter 24, verse 1, 2 Chronicles 36, verses 5 through 7, the book of Daniel, chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. Verse 3, from the 13th year of Yoshiyahu, son of Amon, 5-6, king of Yehuda, that is the 23rd year, the word of Yahweh has come unto me, and I have spoken to you, rising early and speaking, but you have not listened. Verse 4, and Yahweh has sent to you all his servants, the prophets, rising early and sending them, but you have not paid attention, 8085, nor inclined, 5186, your ear to hear. Verse 5, they said, turn away now every man from his evil way and from the evil of your deeds, and dwell upon the land that Yahweh has given to you and your ancestors forever and until everlasting. Verse 6. And walk not after the other Elohim, to serve them and to prostrate before them, and not provoke me to anger with the works of your hands, and I will do you no harm. Here's Yahweh speaking. Yet you have not listened to me, declares Yahweh, that you might provoke me to anger with the works of your hands to your own harm. Verse 8, therefore, thus says Yahweh of hosts, because you have not listened to my words, verse 9, behold, I will send and take away all the clans, 4940, of the north, 6828, that would be Israel, declares Yahweh, and Nebuchadrezzar, the king of Babel, my servant, in other words, he's using it as a tool, I will bring against this land and against the inhabitants of it and against all these nations round about, and will destroy them and make them an appallment, 8047, and a hissing, 8322, and perpetual desolations. Verse 10, and part A, you can reference Jeremiah 7, verse 34 and 16, verse 9. And part B, you can reference the book of Revelations, chapter 18, verses 22 and 23. Here's verse 10. I will cause to lose, that's 6, from them the voice of rejoicing, 8342, and the voice of mirth, 8057. The voice of the bridegroom, 2860, and the voice of the bride, 3618. The sound of the millstones, 7347, and the light of the lamp, 5216. Verse 11, and you can reference 2 Chronicles 36, verse 21, Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 10, the book of Daniel, chapter 9, verse 2. Okay, verse 11. And this whole land shall be a desolation, 2723, and an appallment, 8047. And these nations shall serve the king of Babel 70 years, 7657. That's 70 years. Long time. Verse 12, and it shall be when 70 years are fulfilled that I will visit punishment upon the king of Babel and that nation for their iniquity and the land of the Kashdim, that's the Chaldeans, and will make it a perpetual waste, 8077. So he's going to use the Babylonians to punish Israel, but then because they are an alien nation and they have harmed his chosen people, even though he used them, he's not going to have any mercy on them, and he's going to wipe them out. Verse 13, and I will bring upon that land all my words which I have pronounced against it, all that is written in this scroll which Yirmiyahu has prophesied against all the nations. Verse 14, for many nations and great kings shall serve themselves of them also, and I will repay them according to their deeds and according to the works of their own hands. Verse 15, for thus says Yahweh Elohe Israel unto me, take the wine cup of this fury, 2534, from my hand, and cause to drink all the nations that I send you to. In other words, he's going to send him all over the place. Verse 16, and they shall drink and shake, 1607, and go mad, 1984, from the presence of the sword that I will send among them. Verse 17, then took I the cup at Yahweh's hand and made to drink all the nations to whom Yahweh had sent me. Verse 18, Yerushalayim and the cities of Yehuda and the kings of them and the officials of them, to make them a desolation, an appallment, a hissing, and a curse, as it is to this day. Verse 19, Pharaoh, king of Mitzrayim, that's Egypt, and his servants and his officials and all his people. Verse 20, and all the dusky people, 6154, that's Arab, thus Arab and Arabia, resulting from the mixings of races. And all the king of Uz, 5780, and all the kings of the land of the Pelishti, that's the Philistines, and Ashkelon, 831, and Aza, that's Gaza today, 5804, and Ekron, 6138, and the remnant of Ashdod, 795. Verse 21, Edom, and Moab, and the children of Ammon. Verse 22, and all the kings of Zoar, 6865, and all the kings of Zidon, 6721, and the kings of the coastlands, 339, that are beyond the sea. That's the Mediterranean Sea. Verse 23, Dedan, 1719, Tema, 8485, and Buz, 938, and all that cut off the hair of their temples, 7112 and 6285. That's a pagan practice of shaving the sides of their heads. Verse 24, and all the kings of Arab, 6152, and all the kings of the dusky people, 6154, that dwell in the wilderness, 4057. Verse 25, and all the kings of the Zimri, 2174, and all the kings of Elam, 5867, and all the kings of the Madai, those are the Medes, 4074. Verse 26, and all the kings of the north, far and near, one man with his kinsmen, and all the kingdoms of the land that are upon the surface of the ground, and the king of Sheshach, 8347, and that is a cipher for Babel. King of Sheshach shall drink after them. Verse 27, here's Yahweh speaking again. Let me get ahead of this iced tea. Therefore you shall say to them, thus says Yahweh of hosts, Elohai Israel, that's God of Israel, drink, 8354, and be drunken, 7937, and vomit, 7006. Fall and rise no more from the presence of the sword which I will send among you. Verse 28. And it shall be, if they refuse, 3985, to take the cup from your hand to drink, then you shall say to them, thus says Yahweh of hosts, you shall certainly drink. Verse 29, for lo, I begin, 2490, to bring harm, 7489, on the city which is called by my name, and should you be utterly unpunished? 5352, doubled. You shall not be unpunished, for I will call for a sword upon all the inhabitants of the land, declares Yahweh of hosts. Verse 30. Therefore, prophesy you against them all these words, and say to them, Yahweh shall roar 7580, that's Shaag, as thunder from on high, 4791, and give voice from his holy habitation, 4583, that's the sky. He shall mightily roar, 7580, upon his habitation. He shall utter, 6030, a shout as those that tread the grapes, to all the inhabitants of the land. Verse 31. A roar shall come to the ends of the land, because Yahweh has a controversy, 7379, that's Reb as a legal case, with the nations. He will plead with all flesh. He will give the wicked to the sword, declares Yahweh. Verse 32. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, behold, evil shall go forth from nation to nation, and a great tempest, 5591, that's Sa'ar, and that's figurative of Yahweh's wrath, and a great tempest shall be raised up, 5782, from the borders of the land. Verse 33, and the slain, 2491, of Yahweh shall be at that day from one end of the land unto the other end of the land. They shall not be lamented, 5594, nor gathered, 622, nor buried, 6912. They shall be as dung upon the surface of the ground. Whew. That's fierce. Verse 34. Howl, 3213, you shepherds, 7462. Those are religious leaders. And you can reference verse 34 in Hosea chapter 13, verse 15. Howl, you shepherds, and cry and wallow yourselves, 6428. In the ashes, you nobles of the flock. Those nobles is 117. Those are his political leaders. And the flock are as the people. Because the days of your slaughter, 2873, and of your dispersions, 8600, are fulfilled. And you shall fall like a precious thing. Precious is 2532, and thing is 3627, and that is a jewel desired by the nations. Verse 35, and the shepherds escape, 4498, has perished or is lost. And the deliverance, 6413, of the nobles of the flock. In other words, these leaders are not going to get away. And the ones that are doing what they're doing today are not going to get away either. Verse 36, a voice of the cry of the shepherds and a howling of the nobles of the flock shall be heard, for Yahweh has ruined their pasture. 4830. In other words, their financial empire and their power is becoming destroyed, and we're watching that today. Verse 37, and the peaceable pasture lands are made silent, that's as destroyed, that's 1826, from the presence of the fierce anger of Yahweh. Verse 38. He has forsaken his lair as the lion. 3:7:1:5. For their land is waste from the presence of the fierceness of the oppressor. 3:2:3:8. And from the presence of his fierce anger. Boy, that's pretty heavy stuff right there. Well, I have a full half hour, and let's get into chapter 26 here. And verse 1, you can reference 2 Kings 23:36 through 24, verse 6. And 2 Chronicles 36, verses 5 through 7. In the beginning of the reign of Jehoiakim, 3:07:9, son of Josiahu, king of Yehudah, came this word from Yahweh, saying, thus says, verse 2, thus says Yahweh, stand in the courtyard, 2:6:9:1, of the house of Yahweh, and speak unto all the cities of Yehudah, which come to prostrate in the house of Yahweh. All the words that I command you to speak to them, diminish, 16:39, not a word. Verse 3, perhaps, 194, they will listen and turn away every man from his evil ways, that I may change my mind, 5:1:6:2, toward the evil, that's harm, that I plan to do to them from the presence of the evil of their deeds. And you shall say to them, thus says Yahweh, if you will not listen to me to walk in my Torah, 8:4:5:1, which I have set before you, to listen to the words of my servants the prophets, that I sent to you, rising up early and sending, but you have not listened, then I will make this house like Shiloh, 7:8:8:7, and will make this city a curse, 7:0:4:5, to all the nations of the land. And verse 6, you can reference Joshua 18, verse 1, Psalms 78, verse 60, and Jeremiah 7, verses 12 through 14. Yahweh forsook the tabernacle of men. Okay, he was going to leave and just let it go. Verse 7. So the priests and the prophets and all the people heard Jeremiah speaking these words in the house of Yahweh. Verse 8. Now it came to be, when Jeremiah had finished speaking all that Yahweh had commanded to be spoken to all the people, that the priest and the prophets and all the people seized him, 86:10, saying, you shall surely die. Verse 9, for what reason, 4:06:9, have you prophesied in the name of Yahweh, saying, this house shall be like Shiloh, and this city shall be desolate from lack of inhabitants? And all the people were gathered together against Jeremiah in the house of Yahweh. Verse 10, when the officials of Yehudah heard of these things, then they came up from the king's house to the house of Yahweh and sat down in the entrance of the new gate of Yahweh's house. Verse 11, then spoke the priest and the prophets to the officials and to all the people, saying, this man is sentenced to die, for he has prophesied against this city as you have heard with your ears. verse 12. Then spoke Jeremiah to all the officials and to all the people, saying, Yahweh sent me to prophesy against this house and against this city all the words you have heard. 13. Therefore now amend your ways and your deeds, and listen to the voice of Yahweh Elohim, and Yahweh will change his mind toward the evil he has pronounced against you. Verse 14. As for me, behold, I am in your hand. And that's just a symbol of power. Do with me what is good and upright in your eyes. Verse 15. But know you for certain that if you put me to death, you shall surely put innocent blood upon yourselves and upon this city and upon the inhabitants of it. For truly Yahweh has sent me unto you to speak all these words in your ears. Verse 16. Then said the officials and all the people to the priest and to the prophets, this man is not sentenced to die, because he has spoken to us in the name of Yahweh Eloheinu, that means our God. Verse 17. Then rose up men of the elders, 2205, of the land, and spoke to all the assembly, 6951, of the people, saying, verse 18, and you can reference Micah chapter 3, verse 12. Micah 43:20, the Marashti, 4181, had prophesied in the days of Chizkiyahu, that's Hezekiah, king of Yehuda, and spoke to all the people of Yehuda, saying, thus says Yahweh of hosts, Zion, 6726, T-S-I-Y-Y-O-N, shall be plowed, 2790, like a field, and Yerushalayim shall become rubbish heaps, 5856, and the mountain of the house of Yahweh as the high places, 1116, of a forest, 3293. Now, let's stop here. The Romans, after the second temple was destroyed, plowed Jerusalem. That came to pass. That happened after the time of Yeshua. This stuff didn't occur instantly. Prophecy covers time. See, Yahweh's not bound by time. We are. And the way he works is not the way we work. Praise Yahweh for that. What a mess. Verse 19. Did Chizkiyahu, that's Hezekiah, king of Yehuda, and all of Yehuda put him at all to death? Did he not revere, 3372, Yahweh? And entreat, 2470, the favor, 6440, that's the presence of Yahweh. And Yahweh changed his mind toward the evil that he had pronounced against him. Thus might we procure, 6213, great evil against ourselves. In other words, you better think about this before you go putting a prophet to death. Because Yahweh doesn't like that too much. Verse 20. Also there was a man prophesying in the name of Yahweh, Uriahu, 223, the son of Shemayahu, 8098, of Kiriath Yearim, And 223, Uriahu, means flame of Yah, or my light is Yah. These names mean things. Who prophesied against this city and against this land according to all the words of Yirmiyahu. At verse 21, and when Jehoiakim, 307:9, the king with all his mighty men and all the officials heard it, he was afraid and fled and went into Mitzrayim. In other words, that prophet was afraid. Verse 22, and Jehoiakim sent men into Mitzrayim, Elnathan, 494, the son of Achbor, 5907, and men with him to Mitzrayim. Verse 23, and they brought forth Uriahu from Mitzrayim and came to Jehoiakim the king, who smote him with a sword and cast his dead body into the graves of the sons of the people. Verse 24, nevertheless, 389, the hand of Akikam, 296, the son of Shaphan, 8227, was with Yirmiyahu that they should not give him in the hands of the people to put him to death. Now, these people were always ready to kill prophets. And Yirmiyahu had good reason to fear. They were really going to abuse him. And this is the same thing that Yeshua, our Messiah, reviled these people for. I said, you are responsible for the death of all these prophets. Because they were mixed people. They were not pure Israelites anymore. And they had the satanic seed line with them. And they were giving advice to the rulers. And even sons of some of these rulers were half-breeds. There was a pure seed line, but they weren't it. And they had wormed their way into the rulership. They wormed their way into the priesthood. Always against what Yahweh said. They did not want to change their evil practices. And things have not changed today. They don't want to change their evil practices, so the churches are not preaching against them, because it would hurt the collection plate. And those of us that preach the true word of Yahweh are hated and reviled. That has not changed. Even Yeshua, our Messiah, said that we would be hated for his namesake. And we would be killed all the day long. They think they do God a service because they really are entrenched in their apostasy today. And just look at what's going on. Everything is acceptable. Anything goes. Don't obey the laws of Yahweh. Don't follow the Torah. Oh, for heaven's sakes, that's all set away, set aside. That's nailed to the cross. That's this, that's that. We don't want to hear this law. That's all gone. It might restrict our lifestyles, and we actually have to obey Yahweh. Oh, for heaven's sakes, we don't want to hear that. You're haters, you're racist, you're Nazis, you're this, you're that. All the names, you know, they they call us all these names. When they resort to name-calling, they've lost the argument. They are confronted by the truth, which they cannot refute. So they resort to labels. And people agree with them that don't want to change their lifestyle. Oh, yeah, yeah, you're right. They're Nazis. They're Nazis. Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm not any kind of a socialist. I don't think any man-made government is worth a nickel. I'm waiting for the government of Yahweh. I'm waiting for Yeshua's return. That's the only time we're going to have righteous government. We keep trying. We got this new guy. We got Trump. And everybody's putting all their eggs into his basket. He's a man. He's not Yeshua. He's a man. And he's going to make mistakes, as all men do. I make them. You make them. He's going to make them. He's only going to be allowed to do what the powers that be behind him allow him to do. He's not going to go all the way. We're not going to have a theocracy here led by the eternal king, because he hasn't returned yet. This guy may do some good. He's already appeasing the masses with some moves. But he just got into office. I mean, he talks a good game. He really does. He talks. But look who surrounds him. Keep your distance from this. Don't be fooled. Especially by what you see on the internet and on the devil vision. And you're not going to get the truth at all from the mainstream news media. There's rioting all over the place. I saw a post, I'm recording this on Wednesday for Friday, and there's rioting in Sweden. He said, man, you got an immigrant problem. And they made fun of Trump. And by golly, the immigrants are rioting and burning cars. And the police had to shoot one of them. They shot into the crowd because they were attacking them with bottles and rocks. So, bam! And the French police, they're not doing anything. They're just throwing tear gas. And the people were throwing bottles and rocks with me, at me. And I was a French cop, and I had a pistol. And I had 10 rounds in the magazine, there'd be 10 people on the ground. I'm sorry. I'm not politically correct. I'm not touchy-feely, warm and fuzzy. I would just shoot them. I'm sorry. That's how it is. Somebody's trying to kill me with bottles and rocks and Molotov cocktails. Throwing Molotov cocktails. Somebody was going to throw a Molotov cocktail at me, pow. That's it. You know, fire me, but I ain't taking it. Sorry. I am not politically correct at all. I'm biblically correct. Self-defense is not a crime. Sorry. France is out of control. I mean, they just tear up France whenever they feel like it. And the raping going on today, you tell me that Yahweh is going to tolerate this much longer? I mean, come on. This grace period that we're under is almost over. We're running out of time, and I keep trying to tell people you need to be in the remnant. that wants to live righteously under Yahweh's laws. Quit trying to be part of this world and its Babylonian system. That's what they're talking about when they're talking about Babylon, the Babylonian system, the Babylonian money system of the Jews. They brought all of that out of Babylon. The worship is out of Babylon. It's piling up into a very stinky dung heap. That's what our society is right now, all that's going on with the devilishness. It's a dung heap. The United States of America, that used to be, it's no longer, was founded on godly principles and on the Bible. Bible common sense law was what they based everything on, and the English common law, people had rights, and they tried to live in a civilized manner. Well, look at the British common law and the British Isles, and they have been so infiltrated that they have destroyed the British system over there. They've got non-Brits ruling Britain. The mayor of London, he's not British. He's whatever he is, he's some kind of mongrel. But he's no more British than I am. I'm an American. I'm not British. I wasn't raised in that lifestyle and the traditions and all that stuff. And they have destroyed all of that. All of those traditions and lifestyles and the manner of living of Britain has been under concerted attack by these mongrels. Our system here in the United States of a white nation with godly principles has been under concerted attack. Benjamin Franklin, when we founded this country, warned everybody, if you let the Jews into this land, in 200 years your children are going to curse you. Man! Here we are. You know, it says, we will bless all the people of the land. That's Israel. Well, we've fed the world for a long time. Brought medical care, tried to educate people, did this, did that, all the advances. Clean water, they never had clean water. We brought them clean water. And how do they repay us? They hate us. They hate us because they're beasts of the earth. They're not Adamic people. And you don't elevate animals to the status of an Adam. You just don't. They're non-Adamic. They're not us. Quit trying to make them us. They will never be us. They don't have the genetics that we have. They're not us. Quit mixing with them because it only brings us down. Oh, they want to mix with us because it raises them up. But what does it do to us? They want to bring and force their inferior society on us when they come to our lands. They bring all their bad baggage with them. They want to turn this, our civilization, into a third world country. They come here and destroy our culture. Our culture by far was superior. And now what is it with all this diversity? It's a cesspool. Forced integration is wrong. I mean, if you want to live with them, go move into their neighborhoods. Don't try to bring them into my neighborhood. But then now they're in all the neighborhoods. There's nowhere you can go. There's no real bastion of white society anymore. It's gone. And a lot has been lost. Our cities are destroyed. White people can't even walk in certain areas of our cities that we built. Can't go there. Even the cops don't go there. What's that tell you? I mean, would you really want to move to Chicago? I sure wouldn't. Certain neighborhoods are still predominantly white, and they're hanging on just by the skin of their teeth, and they're creeping in closer and closer and closer. And wherever they creep in, and you let them in, it turns into a slum within 20 years. They just, you know, they don't appreciate anything. They don't have the culture. They don't have the raising. It is not a problem of economics and deprivation. Oh, I've been disadvantaged. No. You're an animal and you can't live like an Adamic man. It's just not in you. You are not genetically engineered to be us. And the problem is our own people, the white politicians, are using these animals as tools for power. Breaking Yahweh's laws. We had a big breaking of Yahweh's laws when we had Barack Obama in the White House. You shall not send a stranger or set a stranger over you, one not of your race. And we sure did, and look at the disaster that has been. Whew, talk about an abomination. Well, it was an Obama nation. And queerdom has advanced. They say that Michelle Obama is a man. Name is Michael. He has slipped several times and called his so-called wife Michael. That's going to be hard to prove unless you strip him naked. But I've seen enough photographs and everything with the bulge at the crotch that I believe it's a man. I believe Obama is a homosexual. Doesn't matter what I believe. That's an opinion. He's gone. The damage is done. Trump's trying to fix some of it, so he says. Let's see how far he gets. We might have a little bit of relief. A temporary respite during this administration. Who knows? Well, I'm about done for this show. So I will say Shalom Aleichem, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. And I will see you on Monday when we will begin with chapter 27 of the book of Jeremiah. Praise Yahweh. Shalom Aleichem.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe.